want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is food festivals. With summer here, I've been noticing some of the various food festivals coming up. Sadly, we just missed the Eau Claire, Michigan, July 4th weekend Intercontinental Cherry Pit Spitting Championship. This popped up, in 1974 for the first time. Who knew something like that could be so enduring? Their premise is that cherry pit spitting is a, and I'll quote here, global demonstration that healthy eating, deep breathing, and physical experience can be accomplished simultaneously in public with only a minimal loss of dignity. They also note that denture racks are provided, they say, and this is in their own words again. But most people seem reluctant to use them. Moving right along. A Taste of Chicago is a major event each summer along the vast Lake Michigan shore. Grant Park is filled with hundreds of restaurants offering a sampling of the dishes they make back at their bistros, cafes, burger stands, haute cuisine temples, and my personal favorite, Chicago barbecue. People like Buddy Guy, the legendary Chicago blues guitar man, often appear. He's got ribs and corn on the cob. That's all you need in that setting, except for beer, of course. Bands play from various stages. Children dance, old folks hold hands, young lovers hold everything, babies squint in the summer sun, cops yawn, my wife Janet and I eat. It got me thinking back to the places we have been and the festivals we have been a part of. Ready for a whistle-stop tour? We have done them often with Dean Fearing in Dallas. We have done Meals on Wheels in New York City with Alice Waters and also with Wolfgang Puck in Los Angeles. We did one festival at the very first Cuisines of the Sun on the Big Island of Hawaii. Also the first international James Beard Dinner, which was held in Mexico City. The James Beard Dinners in Milan during the World's Fair. Of course, we have done them with Emeril in New Orleans. Parts of that are a blur. We did a Latin Caribbean one in Toronto. That was a surprise location for that theme, but it was great. We have done the Masters of Food and Wine in Carmel, California, a few times. Phoenix for Make-A-Wish Foundation with Bon Appetit was always nice. We did one in L.A. with Jose Andres, Gaston Acurio, Aaron Sanchez, where they made me an honorary Latino. We did one in El Paso at the then newly opened Culinary Institute of America. I loved it when we woke up the next day and there was a large photo of my wife on the front page of the El Paso Times newspaper food section. She was photo shy at the time. She was not as amused as me. Her mother was, however. We were very honored to do one for the Madrid-Spain Fusion International Gastronomy Conclave, where I was given a really magnificent honor. We cooked alongside my dear friend Charlie Trotter in Chicago for an event he organized that also had chefs Ferran and Albert Adria, Gordon Ramsay, Tetsuya Wakura from Australia, and Daniel Boulou. The highest altitude was one held in the breathtakingly beautiful Colorado town of Telluride. That was the first time I got altitude sickness. But as they say, the show must go on. The one place that we have not done one, Kathmandu. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.